scams. We have Clark Howard, who saves us money, gives us some good scam tips on how to avoid different types of scam. But this morning, we are joined by Barbara Floyd Jones, who's the Senior Manager of National Home Ownership Programs with NeighborWorks America. We've talked with Barbara before, but it's always good to kind of reacquaint people, especially those who maybe haven't been involved with home modification about some scams. Good morning, Barbara. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, and thank you for having me on. I'm not as popular as Clark Howard, but hopefully I have information that your listeners will take to be valuable.
Well, that's true. We always like to get the information out, and you're the expert in this area. As the housing market recovers, many homeowners are still struggling to identify ways to reduce their monthly mortgage payments. What is happening now in 2016 related to scams? Is everything old new again, or what's the story now?
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because I would say it probably is old is new, because scammers just want your money, right? So they're not in the business to provide a charitable service. They want the homeowner's money, and so sometimes they take old tactics and brush them off a little bit. So let me say this. What we have seen in 2016 is an old tactic where they take a letter and they duplicate or they lift the lender's logo and even phone number and even address, if you will, and they send it to the homeowner and they say, you're eligible for a program, send us some money, we'll get you in. And so that is really an old strategy, but it seems to still work. We know that homeowners are sending in thousands of dollars under these very authentic-looking scams.
I find a lot, and I get, I wouldn't call them scams, but I just get letters all the time, solicitations, if you will, for people that say, hey, we know this is how much you owe on your home. We can remodify. And I always think, how do they know that amount? How do they know all that information? But there's a lot of public knowledge that they kind of can gather and use to have more credibility than they should.
There is a lot of information about all of us out there on the internet or through some type of listservs that scammers can even subscribe to. So homeowners that are struggling to pay their mortgage, and I want to use struggling loosely, because these days maybe they're not struggling, but they just want a reduction. I mean, wouldn't you love to have a reduction in your mortgage as well? So we would say that the homeowner should work with the lender. I always say that to your listeners. Work with the lender first and a HUD-approved housing counseling agency, and then you don't have to try to figure out if that letter is legitimate or not.
That's where you are the one initiating this whole process instead of somebody kind of coming to you from that direction.
Yes, and don't call the number on the back of the letter you get in the mail. Because guess what? That is the number to the scammer. You want to call the number on the back of the mortgage statement.
What are some of the, you have here three red flags that we could know we're dealing with a scammer. What are those red flags that may occur?
So the red flags would be, first, they're going to ask for money. Because let's face it, that's why they're in business, to get money from homeowners. They may not call it an application fee. They may call it a processing fee. Sometimes they call them audit fees. Whatever they're calling it, just know that it is illegal. You should never, ever pay anyone money to help you with the modification. There are no fees associated with that. Second, if they tell the homeowner to pay them instead of paying the lender. So they'll say that we'll make the payments on behalf of you while we're going through this process. Not this time. Nope. Just walk away from that. And then third, if they say that they guarantee that they'll give you your money back or they make promises, I can almost guarantee that you'll never be able to track them down to get the money back.
Barbara, several years ago, the federal government introduced the Making Home Affordable program. What's the status of that?
Yes, so they introduced that program, and it has helped millions of homeowners, but it is going away in December. So for homeowners that were still trying to decide if they wanted to apply for it, or for those that just found out about it, believe it or not, they should get the application in. Those programs go away in December, and you can work with a HUD-approved housing counselor agency to help you determine what's the best program and how to get that application in.
I understand people can get more information. You have a new website ready to go for people who are looking to refinance or get their mortgage changed up. What's that?
Absolutely. So we have a wealth of information at the campaign website. It's loanscamalert.org. Your listeners can also call and speak with a HUD-approved housing counselor 7 days a week at 1-888-995-HOPE. That's 1-888-995-4673.
Well, it's Barbara Floyd-Jones with NeighborWorks America. We appreciate your time and getting the word out so people can hang on to their money and use it the way they want, not the way the scammers want. Thank you very much for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on.